Mickey in the morning.
All right, imagine a member of your family coming up to you with this really cool idea, business opportunity, and they ask you to borrow some money. Like a fair chunk of change. I'm imagining about $20,000.
Yeah.
Okay, this happened to a listener of ours. It was a mother who texted us. She goes, my son, who's 23, has a great business idea, and he asked his father and I for a loan to start it all off. I've never been the type of person to lend money to family, but I believe in him, as a mother would, and I would rather he borrow the money from me than go to the bank. Should I lend him the money? Let's go around the room and see. See, this is a mother giving her son money.
Yes.
I think that's different than like a distant cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say, Nikki, if it was your 23-year-old son looking for 20 grand.
Well, yeah. She said it's a great business idea and that she wants to support him. So I say, absolutely. If it's a good, sound idea, why wouldn't you?
But you're saying that because it's your son.
Yeah.
Like if it was, let's say, your sister's boyfriend.
Is it a great idea? And if I believe in them, then those two factors would be the most important, I'd say.
Let's say he's going to grow his own. No, let's say it's Bitcoin.
Bad example.
I don't. I would have to do some research.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The fact that it's a great business idea, the word idea kind of scares me too, because I would have to see something or show me that this idea of yours has worked for other people. And then $20,000 is yours.
But even if it hasn't worked for other people, sometimes you're going to be the first, right? Like the people who are the first at things make lots of money off of things. So I'm reminded of a friend who at one point when we were out of high school, she wanted to open up a daycare. She just loved being with kids, loved teaching kids, loved everything about it. And that was her dream. And she asked both her mother and her boyfriend, her now husband, boyfriend at the time, if they'd like support her and if they'd help her out with this. And they said, no, there's no money to be made there. And it was just like so soul crushing for her. And, you know, other people make money off daycares. So I just think you have to support the people that are closest to you.
I know if I borrowed any money from my immediate family, regardless of how the business went, I would feel so guilty and I would repay them regardless of how it went because there's just that sense of obligation. But if someone asked me to borrow money, even if it's a good idea, I would just be so, all the tension and all the worry about having to get repaid and having to be that guy that has to remind the person to pay you back if they fall behind. It's just a lot of unwanted, you know.
Have you ever borrowed money from a family member? How did it work out? We want you to know. Text us. We want you to tell us. Text us at 92925. One text came in and said, if your mom can't believe in you, who will?
Exactly. Go for it. Exactly.
It's nothing to believe in someone. It's not a thing to like, you know, give over a hefty sum of money.
Everybody's saying, you know what? It's your son. If you have the money, go for it. It might be a little different situation. It was a relative or a distant relative. One texter said, show me the business plan, the research, and the grants you have applied for. Then we'll talk about a loan.
There you go.
All right. Do your homework.
Absolutely.
I have a friend who had two very successful breakfast type restaurants, you know, in Quebec here.
Mm.
And he convinced us once. He goes, you know what? At $40,000 each, I think there was five of us, we could set up my third restaurant and you'll all get your money back eventually, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I would have to borrow the money off my house and stuff. So it was a little, for me, it was a little risky and I chickened out at the last second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then everyone else chickened out. So we never found out how
you would have had like free breakfasts for life though.
Oh, I never thought of that.
All the bacon you can imagine.
Stupid me. It's free bacon. So Sam, you're saying here's the guidelines for borrowing money from a relative.
Yeah, or a close friend. Just a few points. First of all, the person has to present their case. You know, I think a Shark Tank when they first get on there.
Yeah.
You have to have your ducks in a row. You have to know your financials, know what you're getting into, do your market research.
Yeah.
A clear plan that you can communicate.
It can't just be, if I had a 50 grand, I could do something good with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure the plan is out there, like our last texter said.
Exactly. The second thing is set up clear and easy repayment terms. Like, just break it down. I'm going to pay you back X amount a month with X percent interest. Clear and stated.
There shouldn't be any interest.
Well,
it's a kid.
I suppose not, but it's sort of a token to say thank you or, you know.
Yeah, even if it's 1%, and let's say the bank's charging you 5% and your parents are charging 1%.
Exactly. It's still cheaper than the bank. But yeah, of course, the interest is optional. But you have to also consider inflation as well, right? If you're repaying over 10 or 20 years, the $40,000, let's say you borrow at the beginning, won't be worth as much.
This is your child, Sam. Your child. Like, it came out of my body.
The third thing is if you do fall behind on your plans, have like a backup plan to say, okay, if I should miss a payment, then next month I will pay you X amount more, mm-hmm. just to reassure them. Mm-hmm. Fourth thing, most important, have it in writing. You have to sign it. If it's not on paper, it might as well not even exist. And the last one is to make it easy to repay, set up automatic transfers through your bank so that you don't have to think about it. And the person has the peace of mind to know that every month they can expect an automatic transfer.
And I think if it's someone really close to you, like especially if it's a child too, you know how they always say when you give money to a family member, you have to, in your head, even if it's a loan, you have to decide that you're giving it to them. You know, you have to decide that you're not going to get it back, that you're willing to give it away right. because you're so close to them. So I think you have to sort of like deal with that mentally as well. Like, this is my child. This is not going to ruin our relationship.
Right.
So if it's not something that you can't afford to give away, I would consider that as well. You
that
know,
that way when the business fails, you don't hate them forever.
Well,
and
yeah, that's it. Maybe you have to give them less money than they be like, I can only help you this much mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, you can't be depending on those monthly
right,
payments
right.
to feed yourself.
Right.
Right.
It is a little like Dragon's Den, now that you mention it, mm. Sam. If you ever watched the show. Right now, we're looking for texters. I want you to text me your funniest word. You know, sometimes like in a family, there could be a family thing, a funny word that goes like, in our house, it's pickle. I don't know why, but pickle's a funny word.
Everybody laughs at pickle?
Yeah.
Okay.
And researchers in Alberta analyzed over a billion words to find out what makes a word funny. And this is really interesting. They found it's a combination of two factors, sound and meaning. And using all this analysis, again, of 3 billion words, they found the words that are most likely to get a laugh tend to be associated with sex, good times, animals, insults, and bodily functions.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
So they've come up with the 10 funniest words in the English language. Does anybody, first of all, what's your funny word, Sam?
I've always had a thing for belly button.
You think the word yeah. makes you laugh?
It's belly one of those button. Words you say it enough, you're like, why? How do we get to calling the little dimple in our bellies the belly button?
Nikki, do you have a funny word?
Dongle.
Dongle.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Is there a definition?
It's like
a sentence?
It's like an adapter. It's a little piece of hardware that connects devices to each other.
It's not a real thing.
It is. That's what a dongle
is. I'm on the
is.
Apple site right now. There's no iDongle.
It is. There is a dongle. You use them for your iPhone.
Kim Kieran, what's your funniest word?
Oh, we're classic at our house. Duty.
Duty.
Yeah.
Does that mean like have to do?
That duty. Means like poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would fall under the topic of bodily functions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Check.
Yeah. Some texts are coming in saying bamboozled, trampoline, fracker pan, jiggly.
Trampoline, really?
Snort.
Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel's a good one.
That's a good one.
Good. You can't say pumpernickel and not laugh. So here are the top 10 funniest words. Are you ready?
Ready.
In no particular order. Upchuck, Bubby, Boff, Wrigley, Yaps. Okay, I'm into the top 5. No one's okay. laughing yet.
I'm waiting for one.
Giggle. Cooch.
Cooch is funny.
That's a good one.
Cooch. Guffaw. Puffball. And jiggly.
Jiggly's funny too. Jiggly is a funny word.
Okay. According to researchers, those are the 10 funniest words.
Okay. What's your funniest? You said pickle.
I pickle and cabbage. I don't
cabbage.
Know why cabbage.
It's Ukrainian in him.
Someone texted dingleberry. It is funny.
That's pretty funny
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Funny.
Well, it's so odd though. They're just words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is a definition of dingleberry.
We can't say it.
Sam was telling this story at the gym today, but now we can't tell that story.
Oh, God.
All right. So keep them. Oh, knob is a good one, too.
Noodle. Knob is good.
Knob is
it's not
funny.
Nice to call people knobs, though.
No, but it's funny.
It's just normal. And they said it didn't have, it didn't matter if it were men or women or what age. Like, it was pretty much, like, universal.
Mm-hmm.
The
nice.
Types of words people found funny.
So we're asking you to text us your funny word. For some people, it might just be a word that's only funny in your family. Like somebody here said pet sauce. French for fart sauce. With 3 kids under 10, this is hilarious. I don't think it's that funny, but this family goes crazy for pet sauce.
Canoodle's a good one.
Canoodle. Wiener is always a classic.
Yeah.
You can always get a laugh by using the word wiener.
It's so true.
Dingbat, snicker noodle, some other ones we can't actually mention.
We can't say any of these words on air.
Cindy is on the phone right now. Hey, good morning, Cindy.
I'm good, thanks.
We're laughing already. Tell everybody your funny word.
My funny word is kumquat.
Kumquat. It's a fruit, right?
Oh, when I first heard that word, I laughed for days. I first didn't even know what it meant, but I think it's a fruit.
I'm pretty sure it's a bodily function, too, no?
A bodily function? No.
Exactly. How do you figure?
Like, I just kumquatted?
Oh, boy.
It's a noun and a verb. Amazing.
I ate so much kumquats for breakfast.
I kumquatted.
Hey, now we're just being immature again.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We needed that. Nikki's uncomfortable, aren't you?
No, I'm not uncomfortable.
You said it's universal.
The research shows it, Nikki. We're allowed to say that if it's a bodily function, good times, animals, insults, and sex. That's a show right there.
Yeah, it's a good word. The most expensive gender reveal party ever. This is crazy. Actually cost over $8 million. Good morning.
You know, when I was your age, Nikki, we didn't even have gender reveal parties.
Well, I don't either.
You know, it's still a fairly new thing, but everybody's doing it.
A lot of people are doing it. A lot of people in Montreal, I find, too. Anyway, they released this video. It was actually an off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent who fired a rifle, only in America, at a homemade target. It was a rectangular target. And it had a diamond checkered design, and inside there was a substance that was blue or pink depending on the gender of the baby. So his bright idea, this off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent, is to fire the gun at it and have it explode and see what color it is, right? So he did that, but it started a fire that, I kid you not, caused $8.2 million in damage. It spread so far.
Wow.
Hundreds of people had to evacuate their homes, caused millions and millions of dollars in damage over this gender reveal party.
So was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
All right. Yeah, what does flames mean?
Yeah. Well, you see,
run.
You see the fire begin, and then you just hear a male voice being like, start packing up. I'm like, yeah, start packing up, you knobs. Mm-hmm. Like, look what you just created.
When these gender reveal parties first started, I thought it was cute. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going, this is a bit too much because everyone's doing it. But what bugs me when I watch the videos, especially if it's people I don't know, they don't make it clear in the video as to whether the mother or father knows.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sometimes neither of them know. Sometimes one of them knows. And how do they find out? I find it confusing.
Vinny said he went to one where he thought, like, he assumed the couple didn't know and that they were going to be surprised, but they had already known. So they kind of threw it for, like, the other people.
Yeah, to that's find what out. I mean. Yeah. You never know if... Anyways, we didn't do this many years ago. And when we got pregnant, it was... We did... put the stick of the pregnancy test in an envelope and give it to my mom.
Aww.
We have that reaction. That's still a thing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But we never had the big gender.
No $8.2 million in damage, no?
No.
Sam, you'll probably have a gender reveal party.
I don't think so. Do you ever notice that it's only the people that are hosting the gender reveal party that are excited about it? I've never met anyone that was excited about going to someone else's gender reveal party. It's always like, oh, here we go. Gotta get him a gift. See if it's a boy or a girl.
If it's your like close friend or best friend, I think you're as excited as them.
Well, you're excited with everything with your best friend. But I'm saying it's not fair to impose it on other people. You know, you have to come here. You have to buy me a gift, and then we will tell you if it's a boy or a girl.
Do you buy gifts for gender reveal parties?
You're asking the wrong person.
That was going to be my question. Does this take the place of a baby shower?
Oh, no. God, no. Kat, how dare you?
You mean it's another expense?
Somebody texted they should name that kid Blaze.
I've been out of the loop lately because I'm filling in for Vinny this week, so I'm learning some stuff. You asked Sam on the air last break, like, do you plan on having a gender reveal party? Are you planning?
No.
Perhaps having a family?
Yes. Eventually, yes.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that.
There will be no gender reveals.
I don't. What if your girlfriend wants one?
Yes, there's always that.
That's going to be an issue then.
What about a prank? Listen to this text. It says, I threw a gender reveal for my sister. I decided to prank her and made the cake pink and blue and told her it was twins. And then I brought out the real cake, which was pink inside.
Ooh, curveball.
Wow. You got to be careful with pregnant women. You don't want to mess with their like heart.
April, what about you?
I believe in like checking and making sure that the baby is, you know, healthy and safe and everything. But I don't know. I feel like that should still be a surprise. It's not about, you know, and especially since like, oh, pink for girls and blue for boys. People don't really, I don't believe they should do that anymore. But I don't know. It's a surprise. It's supposed to be. You should be happy about it, no matter what it is.
It's 50-50. I mean, what's so surprising about a 50-50? It's 50-50.
Right? Exactly.
All right, great. Thank you so much for the call and the text. My first child was a girl. We had no idea. We did not know what we were having until she was ready to be born. Mm-hmm. And it was really one of those moments that you'll never get back in life. Mm-hmm. And it was a surprise for both of us, and it was huge.
Did you think it was going to be a boy or girl?
We were both thinking girl.
Okay.
And then on our second one, we found out.
Mm-hmm.
We did find out from the doctor what we were having. It was a boy, and we were both shocked. We didn't know what to do because we thought, girls. We were just convinced we were having a girl. So when we had a boy, we were shocked. Like, for 24 hours, we didn't know what to do. We're like, oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Having a boy.
Are you sure? Should we check
what
again?
Are we going to do with a boy? We don't know anything about boys. We had a girl, you know? So it is a good surprise in life. That's my recommendation for the first one anyway.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5.